Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I think what's really important for people to understand is that in Missouri, Catholic doctrine is very expansive, and so this was not a public street. This was not a public, you know, right of way of any sort. I mean, this is private property. The gate was, you know, down into a private neighborhood, and including the McCloskeys, you know, there's video everywhere. They told the folks coming through, this is private property. They said that they were threatened, their lives were threatened, people were going to kill them, their dog, and live in their house, and they are on their property. And again, that the Castle Doctrine allows you to defend yourself and your family and your home and your property.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Welcome back. We welcome in John Schleifarth today. He's a criminal defense attorney at JCS Law here in town over in the Webster area. And John, welcome into the show.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to get you on. And you also work with the U.S. Law Shield. Is that correct?
I do. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've had Emily Turner on here before from U.S. Law Shield, and we've talked to her before about what you guys do, which is you're there as a sounding board, correct, to give advice to people who, for whatever reason, have had to use their concealed carry weapon to defend themselves.
Yeah, we field a lot of questions from our members. A lot of people call in with questions in advance, wondering what they should do in a certain situation. We also have an emergency hotline where members can reach us directly after an incident and get immediate legal advice.
Right, right. So, which brings me to what you heard the Attorney General Eric Schmidt talking about there with the case of Mark McCloskey and his wife over on Portland Place a couple of weeks ago. His point is that basically the Castle Doctrine is pretty expansive in this case. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's an interesting question. Generally, the advice that I give people is that based on Missouri's Castle Doctrine, if someone enters your home and they actually cross the threshold into your house, they're pushing open the door, climbing through a window, they're in your home, you know, are you justified under the Castle Doctrine in using deadly force? And the answer to that is yes. Still, it's a defense of justification. If you shoot someone in the back as they're running out of your house, I think you're going to be in a really long court battle, and you could end up still being in legal jeopardy. The question in the McCloskey's case, I suppose, is, you know, outside of the house, in the yard, were they legally justified in displaying their firearms in what we might consider a defensive manner or an angry and threatening manner? And what I anticipate is that the circuit attorney's office is looking at this as an unlawful use of a weapon charge, that they would have displayed their guns in an angry or threatening manner in violation of the law. And then the question becomes, were they justified?
Right. Right. John Schleifer is my guest this morning. He is an attorney and helps consult with people who have drawn their weapons or had to use their weapons for, self-defense in this particular case. So, you know, we've learned that the police have gone over and taken possession of the weapons that the McCloskeys used in this case. You know, visually, John, the image of Mrs. McCloskey pointing the gun at people made a lot of folks really uncomfortable, and I was critical of that choice. But simply holding a weapon on your front yard is, I would think, wouldn't normally get you in trouble if you had a crowd of 300 people who you'd seen in other settings not that long ago, maybe not these exact people, but a crowd of protesters causing problems. Aren't you on good legal ground there to carry a gun on your front lawn?
I would anticipate that's what their defense is going to be. When I advise people as to when to use force, I normally advise you don't display that firearm unless you fully intend to use it. Okay. Otherwise, you can end up in a situation like this where you're arguing that you were acting in a defensive manner. The other people are saying, well, you know, we actually weren't going to hurt you. And so the question becomes, you know, was she in imminent threat that deadly force was going to be used against her? That would be the rule for the use of deadly force. Now, the McCloskeys didn't use deadly force. They just displayed the firearm. So where's the threshold then of reasonableness? Did they act in a reasonable manner to protect themselves and their property? Generally, you can't use deadly force to protect property. You have to use reasonable force to defend property. The Missouri courts haven't defined what reasonable force is, except that it's less than deadly force.
Right. Which is why I advise people all the time, as somebody who's a concealed carry license holder myself, that you have to, I mean, if I know you can legally carry in this state now, if you're over the age of 19, I believe, without having to go get a concealed carry license, but going through that training teaches you things like this that you need to know that you otherwise might not understand.
Yeah, and I think that's very important. We do have the permitless carry law, but the training that comes from going and getting a concealed carry permit is extremely valuable, not only for protecting yourself from harm, but also protecting yourself legally and avoiding situations that, you know, even if you're found justified in the end, could bankrupt you in the process.
Wow. Boy, that is the truth, which is why what you folks do it for U.S. Law Shield is so important, right?
True.
So because people have an attorney they can call if they find themselves in a situation like that. So can you give me the website for that, John?
Yeah, let me pull that up.
USlawshield.com, I believe, is one of the websites, so that you have access to an attorney if you decide to conceal carry. And that's something that people can go online and find out more about. Listen, John Schleifer, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Happy to. Thank you.
Yep. Good to have you on. He is with he has his own law firm there, JCS Law, JCSAttorney.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.